Now, on the line, I have Mark Canavan, and he is with Greenheart CBD. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Absolutely great. Great form this morning.
Brilliant.
I'm in out of the weather, so happy days.
Well, it's a blustery old day out there, all right.
I got out yesterday morning to play a game of golf, and the weather conditions were absolutely perfect.
Oh, great.
Brilliant, great. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah,
so,
well, you're lucky it wasn't today.
Exactly. That's why I'm so happy. But Mark, tell us, Greenheart CBD. Tell us first, what is CBD?
CBD is a cannabis derived product. Now it's made from the hemp plant. So when people speak about cannabis, they are generally speaking about THC. THC would be what would give you the high. CBD is another cannabinoid that works alongside THC, but in different strains of the plant, it's more prominent. So we grow it here in Ireland, all under license through the HPRA. It's grown outdoor. Then we extract the oil from the plant. So We've limitations in what we can do, what we can grow through of the different strains that are available. We grew it in Wicklow last year, and we produced quite a volume of the hemp. Then we extract using these cold press extraction machines. Simplified it, it's almost like a juicer, but we're working with oil rather than juice, like a liquid. This is then sold in little tincture bottles, so you have, like, it's a glass bottle with a pipette, and people take it orally. You can take it in foods as well, and it's being put into cosmetics. We're working on a few different product ranges there at the moment, developing out, working with to develop a CBD popcorn. We're going to be bringing out some other confectionery products like flapjacks and cookies. That's all coming early next year. At the moment, we're selling the oils primarily. We're also working on a cosmetics range, so we have a healing balm. There's the benefits of CBD. It can be absorbed in many different ways, the most popular being orally. So you just take the tincture oil into your mouth, and it's taken under the tongue, straight into the bloodstream. And the benefits of it are it helps with stress, with anxiety, and people with sleep issues have found huge benefits. Another big thing that we're big area that we're working with is the autistic community seems to be having massive benefits from the oil. This actually started with a lady from Carlow that was taking CBD oil she was bringing in from Colombia. They stopped selling it here in Ireland, and there was another few brands that are out there, but she wasn't really getting the benefits, depending on the form the CBD is in. Her son wasn't really, just wasn't seeing the benefits from the other oils. Then she gave ours a try, and it was amazing the effects that it had. Her son, Joshua, he reduced his simming, his speech greatly improved, his eye contact, he's much more emotional and much more attached to his parents, which it's life-changing what they've experienced. And it's just phenomenal. It's what such a natural product, and the benefits that it can bring, and the change that it can bring about. From a pain perspective, then it works with any arthritical issues, arthritis or muscle pains. That can be found either taking the oils or taking it as a topical, where you're putting the balm on the skin. That's another product that we're developing. It's not out on the market just yet, but we're working on some massage oils, which will be going into the likes of spas and different beauty therapists and the things are the holistic side. But then the healing balms are really good for the likes of your muscle pain or your arthritical issues. It's also been seen to help with acne and with any like cuts or bruising or anything. It really just relieves the skin, relieves the area in which the balm is applied to. We only started this company last year, and we're a seed-to-shelf company, so we bring the product right through the chain. So we grow it. We've partnered up with a number of farmers. Last year was just one farmer down in Wicklow. We've a farmer now in Wicklow, Carlow. There's one guy in Meath we're working with, another guy in Louth. And basically, we're trying a few different things. We're trying a few different strains that are licensed through the HPRA. Different strains can give you different levels of CBD. Right, without getting too technical on it all, there's quite a lot to it. But they give you different strengths, which therefore will have different benefits. It's a great, really growing market. But when we're growing, we actually use drones to track the plant health. So we're running a program for a company over in Canada, and we're testing out this new system that they've developed. So we scan the fields every day with our drones, and they take pictures in different spectrums. So they can identify if there's any issues coming in, to if there was any disease or anything like that coming into the crop. And then we can nip it in the bud straight away. As you can imagine, if you're growing acres and acres of plants, you may miss something if you're to try to observe everything by eye. So if we can do it, we do it from a height with the drones. You get a full scan of the fields, and you know exactly what's happening at what stage your crop is at.
I take it there was no pun intended there by saying nip it in the bud.
Yeah, no pun intended, exactly. But it's a really, really interesting space. It's growing. There's another pun for you. It's growing here in Ireland. Not everybody is aware of the benefits, and people are very cautious of it because of its association with cannabis. But there's no high. It's not a drug. It's a health oil, and it's not even classed as a pharmaceutical. It's classed as a health oil because of the way in which we extract. So we extract using the cold press, which keeps it as a fully natural product. There's no solvents, no chemicals used. And just the benefits are just phenomenal.
It sounds very much like that. It's harvested. I'm going to say harvested. It's harvested and pressed very much like something like rapeseed.
Very similar. And we work with different seed blends. So at the moment, we have two blends out. We do a hemp seed, which to keep for the people that are into the whole hemp vibe, in terms of flavour, it's a much more earthy, green flavour, if you want to put it that way. And then we work with flaxseed as well. And we're developing different seed blends. We actually have a rapeseed blend coming out next month. And then we're looking at other seeds that we can use. Because the health benefits of the seed alone, they can also help to bring the CBD effects on. So the delivery or the absorption rate of the different oils. As you know, the flaxseed is very high in omegas, so it works very well with brain development and everything like that. Whereas hemp is more... has more of a physical benefit. So for the likes of pain issues, we recommend people to go for the hemp blend as opposed to the flaxseed blend. If you are having any issues with anxiety or sleep deprivation or anything like that, we'd often steer people towards the flaxseed. And the benefits of the oil outside of the CBD, just being the flax or the hemp, are huge. So they really bounce off each other. But the whole CBD space is really getting much, much more accepted by society. It is new. There's a few other companies that have been out a little bit longer than us, but I think the way in which we're bringing our product to market is it's really working. It's really taken off. So we're primarily selling online. So you can buy our product on greenheartcbd.ie. we keep everyone up to date on all the social media platforms. So we have our Facebook, our Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and we interact with all of the consumers, keeping everybody up to date on what we're doing. We actually got into the top 30 companies under 30, started by entrepreneurs under 30 years of age in the Sunday Independent last year with the technology that we're bringing to the farming sector. And just the whole space of the CBD that we're working with, it's which was a huge marketing exercise for ourselves. And it was great to see the work that we're putting in was really recognised and appreciated then by the likes of the farmers and people that are looking to, this farmers need to diversify. They're having awful troubles with different spaces that they're working in, with the likes of the beef and everything. It's all, the markets are very difficult. So if they have a new crop that they can work with, that they can potentially make a good margins on, it's beneficial to everybody.
And
keep the economy moving.
And I take it as well as that when you have... when you've taken the oil, mm-hmm. what's left over can go for a feed, for an animal feed, and then the
and that's where we're actually developing products with our byproducts. So we're working on developing a protein powder. We have hemp as a raw form without the CBD is actually very popular as a topping to cereals and for products like that. Now, when we extract our oil, we have what we call a cake-like substance. And when that's blended up, that's very high in protein and has other nutritional benefits. So we're developing that into what's going to be like a protein topping for the likes of cereals or for breakfast feeds. Also, we can go down the animal route with that as well. The opportunities are endless within the space.
And I take it the stock of the plant then has its uses as well, you know, as a bedding and a food.
Yeah, well, a huge part of the industry, which isn't, the infrastructure isn't in place here in Ireland just yet. And there's quite investment to go into that. But it, with the fibres, which is the stock that you're speaking about, the likes of textiles or clothing, it's massive. The carbon footprint is just tiny with hemp. Even for the likes of paper can be made from it. You can make insulation from the stock. There's also a new product coming to market. It's over in America already, but it's called Hempcrete, which is a sustainable form of concrete, which is actually carbon negative through its whole life. So as it's produced, it's made into a block. You build a house with the block, and it absorbs carbon from the atmosphere as the standing block right through forever. So it basically just cleans the air. It's four times the amount. You get four times the amount of fiber from an acre of hemp as you would from a forest. Or from tree, like forestry. And that is only takes about 4 months to grow, as opposed to forestry taking
years. And of course, the thing to remember is that if you go back in time, hemp had so many uses. If you think, most ropes were made from hemp.
All of the ropes on the Titanic were all made from hemp.
Yeah.
When the whole cannabis thing started to take off, it was then considered a drug, and the whole thing was abolished, every aspect of it. But as a medicine or a health oil, the benefits are phenomenal. But it was just everything, it was all just it with the same brush, and they just said, no, it's a drug, and that's it. But now the research has shown that there's different aspects to it, and it's not all... The only part of the cannabis plant that is illegal is the THC. So THC is only a minuscule aspect to the whole plant. So then when we go into the CBD aspect, then you can work through your foods, you can work through your cosmetics, your oils. There's just there's so many different industries that can come from this, and plus the benefits to the environment that go with it when it's grown. And then if you go down your fibre route, it's just phenomenal.
And tell me this, what is the is there legislation governing when you can grow it, where you can grow it? Do you need a licence to grow it?
There is. So it's all grown, licensed out through the HPRA. So you apply for your licence and you have to actually identify the exact piece of land that you're growing it on, the strain. You need to tell them, you need to submit your invoicing for the seed that was bought to prove that it is one of the strains that is on the registered list. Often what will happen is the HPRA will come out and do sampling from the from the field just to ensure that what you're telling them is correct. And all of this is brilliant for the industry, because it just means that everybody that is in the space is doing things as they should. Because there's a lot of grey areas within it, it needs to be governed, and it needs to be governed tightly, because you could have people playing around with things that they shouldn't be, because the plant looks very similar to, well, it looks the same as what a cannabis plant would look like.
Indeed. And I know I'm taking up a lot of your time, but maybe you could tell the listeners, if anybody's interested in getting more information about the benefits of CBD, or if they want to try some of your products, where can they get them?
Yeah, so at the moment we're primarily selling online. So on our website, www.greenheartcbd.ie, we have four different product lines on that, all oil-based, but we have two different strengths, and they come in two different seed blends. So as I said, the hemp seed blend is, we steer people that are looking for any sort of pain or physical issues to go towards the hemp, whereas the flaxseed blend then works for the neurological side. So you'd be talking about the likes of anxiety or depression or sleep issues. We'd more steer people towards the flaxseed blends that we have there. We also have a promotion on there for any of your listeners that were interested in getting some of the product. It's a 20% discount. So if you go onto our website and you're making a purchase, there's a discount code of SUMMERCBD. That's all capitals, so it's just SUMMERCBD, and you get 20% discount off whatever your purchase may be. But I'd recommend CBD oil to anyone and everyone. It's the benefits are huge, and everybody will feel some sort of benefit from it.
Mark, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I am, let alone, you know, the benefits and all that. It's going forward, there's so many more things to come from growing hemp in this country.
Exactly. And it gives the farmers a great opportunity to get into a new area that is, people are sceptical of at the moment. But as companies like ourselves are developing new products and just showing people that it is okay and there is no harm in what we're doing, it's the benefits from a health perspective, environmental perspective, are just endless. And then you have the economic side of things as well. Whereas if we can get the infrastructure in place to get all of to really utilize the full plant with the fibers, and to get into the insulation side of things, you're going to reduce the amount of carbon that's put into the atmosphere and everything. It really is a super beneficial plant. And then you have the health side of things with our CBD oils and everything as well.
Indeed. Mark, many thanks for coming on and chatting with us today.
No problem at all. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having us.
No problem. All the best, Mark. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Now, there we go. That was Mark Kavanagh of Green Heart CBD. And he was telling us all the benefits of CBD oils, but also then all the benefits of the rest of the plant. There's huge... Now, believe me when I say there are huge opportunities with that plant, you know, from making clothes to animal feeds, you name it, to human feeds. It's just unreal. It's a, and funny enough, and then maybe this may be a conspiracy theory, but I heard it said that one of the reasons that the hemp plant, you know, the cannabis plant was banned, wasn't so much for the idea that people were getting stoned or something like that. It was that the hemp, people were making clothes from hemp, making ropes from hemp, and that the big industrial companies wanted to get rid of it so they would get a bigger share of the market for man-made fibres. So whether there's any truth in that or not, I do not know, but it is a good story to me.